Time now for the latest world sport from the BBC with me, Ed Harry. Northern Ireland's Rory McIlroy will take an 8-shot lead into the final round of the US Open Golf in Maryland later. The 22-year-old let a similar winning position slip at the Masters just 2 months ago, but his play over the last few days has prompted the defending US Open champion Graham McDowell to suggest he's potentially the next Tiger Woods. McIlroy himself says he feels ready to claim his first major.
I've learned a lot from all these experiences, and I feel as if I've had enough experiences leading majors and being up there that, you know, the time is right to go ahead and get my first one. You know, to play, you know, to lead 6 out of 7 rounds of the majors this year is great, and it again brings its own pressure. But yeah, I'm definitely thinking a lot better out on the golf course and making better decisions, and I think that's one of the reasons why, you know, my play's been good in the majors so far this year.
Well, McIlroy's coach, Michael Bannon, has been working with him since he was 7 or 8 years of age. Bannon's not travelled to tournaments with him this year, but speaks to the world number 7 on a daily basis. He's told the BBC the words of advice he'll be sharing with him before Sunday's final round.
The attitude that he has to have now is that he has to try and go forward, you know, try to get like faster, if you like, and just try to not defend what he's got, is to try and build on it and move ahead. And to try and sort of block out all the guys who are in behind him trying to chase him.
A lot of people have described his performance here at Congressional as Tiger-esque.
Well, it is, you know. Rory has always had the potential to play at this level, but the thing is that, you know, he's done a lot of work this year on his body. He's developing a level of consistency now, which we haven't seen before.
Next to cricket and the rain-affected third and final test between England and Sri Lanka in Southampton, England went to lunch on the fourth day, 291 for 5 in their first innings, a lead of 107 runs. With the afternoon session underway, we can cross live to the Rose Bowl and join the BBC's Lee James.
Well, England have now stretched their lead to 125. They're 309 for 5. And with no signs of interruptions, the game should really move on quickly in this afternoon session. Ian Bell is nearing his century. He's unbeaten on 87. Owen Morgan has 35 and is facing the first over with the new ball. Sri Lanka's hopes are really pinned on this, if they're to take wickets to force their way back into this game. It's very easy to call from here for an England declaration with a lead of around 200 to give them some time later to bowl at Sri Lanka and try and force a victory. I would imagine, though, that Andrew Strauss and the England management will be more circumspect, not wanting to jeopardise their 1-0 lead they hold in the series. Another single off the bat of Morgan, though, has taken England onto 310 for 5, a lead of 126.
Thanks, Lee. More from him at the Rose Bowl in Sunday Sports World from